بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. I think from the first session I've lost my voice because I was probably too loud. But anyway, this session we're going to talk about, before we have the questions inshallah, very briefly about why, you know, we talk about scholarship in Islam, which means why is it necessary for a person to study, and why cannot a person gain knowledge, acquire knowledge, obtain knowledge through self-study. This is a very, very important, actually, very important aspect of our deen. Throughout the history, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, as you know, took from whom? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did not gain knowledge through self-study. Throughout history, each great imam, each generation took from the generation before them. This is mentioned in the hadith, يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ كُلُّ مِنْ كُلِّ خَلْفٍ عُدُلُهُ. From each generation, the just and the reliable people will be taking this knowledge from the generation before them, and they'll be relating it and relaying it to the generation which comes after them. And this has been the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends two, we have two things. One, we have Rijalullah, and the other one, we have Kitabullah. Allah has sent two means, two methods of gaining knowledge. Both are necessary. Kitabullah means the books of Allah. The Quran, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, all of these are the books of Allah. And then Allah sent Rijalullah, all the prophets. All the prophets were sent in order to teach and explain the books which Allah sent. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, what Allah could have done, that each person, each one of us, could have woken up in the morning and found the Quran under our pillow, and a voice would say that this is the book, read it and implement it in your life and practice upon it. Could have done that. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He is capable of that. But with each prophet, with each book, Allah sent a person, a messenger, that came and explained the book. If you look in history, if you look in all the prophets, we find many examples where a prophet of Allah came, but no book was sent. Many prophets came, no scripture, no book came, only the prophet came, practical example for the people. But there's no one example where a book or a scripture of Torah, Zabur, Injil, Quran, and all the other sahifa, the scriptures, not one example in history that a book or a scripture was sent by Allah, but nobody was sent a prophet or a nabi to explain it. No example. Look, if you look at all the books of tafsir, what they explain, and they mention no one example. Why? Because you can't understand the book yourself. You need a practical example and a person explaining. And this is why Allah says in the Quran that وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, that we have sent to you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we sent you the Quran لِتُبَيِّنَ. Bayan means that لِتَشْرَحَ, means that you explain to them. We sent you the Quran so that you explain. And one of the objectives, one of the aims, one of the purposes of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam being sent down to the world was teaching. Allah mentions the maqasid of nubuwah, the purposes of the Messenger of Allah coming down sallallahu alayhi wasallam. هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Now Allah sent him, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, he was one of us, يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, he recites the Quran. He recites, مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, he recites the verses of the Quran. That's one. He teaches you how the Quran is recited. يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, هو الذي بعث في الأمين رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم, he purifies them spiritually, ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم. There's two, three verses which are similar to one another, and also teaches them hikmah and teaches them the book. So the maqsad, the objective, the purpose of a nabi, and especially the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being descended, was so that he explains to us the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need the book And we need a practical alim scholar to explain. There's two lights. That's why Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. The nur referred to here, according to the majority of the Mufassirin, is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he sent the book. Quran is also a light, and also the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need two. We can't suffice with one. Like for example, if a person wants to read a book, he needs the light of his eyes, and he needs the light of the sun or the light, this light which we have here. If I have light of my eyes, but it's dark in the room, I can't read in front of me. Similarly, if the light, we have a big chandelier and it's full of light, but if I'm blind, I can't read. You need your own light, and you need the light of the sun or the light, the electrical light. You need two lights. Similarly, you need the light of the book. You can't suffice with just scholars also. Just the prophets, just the rijal, you can't suffice with them. In certain aspects, meaning you can't suffice with them, that they will be judged with the book of Allah. If you have a alim, a scholar, you judge him by the book of Allah as well, and the book of and the sunnah. If he is doing something which is totally contrary to Islam, then of course we are not going to accept him. So this is the meaning, that you can't suffice on one. You have the rijalullah, the men of Allah, kitabullah, and the book of Allah. Both are needed. If anybody who suffices with one and leaves the other will be deviated. If he just takes the book, tries to understand, study himself, research, he's deviated. If he just takes just the man and no book, meaning he disregards what is in the Quran and the Sunnah and just what the Rijal tell him, and he'll be deviated also. So this is how it's been happening since the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, and this is amazing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he uses the medium when he gives us information. He uses the medium of people. As you know, this deen has come to us through the medium of ulama and the scholars. This ilm, they say, it's come from the hearts. It's transferred from the heart of the sheikh to the teacher, and from him to the next student. And that's how the line is direct, all the way to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. All the way to, from the nur of nubuwa, from him, and then from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a direct chain. It's come. And Allah, this is the amazing sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he wanted to speak to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he spoke to him through a medium of a tree. When he sent the Quran on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used the medium of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. So this is that, it's the medium. It's come from the hearts, from each generation, from heart to heart, heart to heart. It's been transferred, the knowledge. And this is the reason we have the chain, and we have sanad. Each knowledge is now transferred with a sanad. You have a sanad all the way, and this we will pick up the books of hadith. We have all of them. Haddathana, qala haddathana, qala haddathana. All of them that he narrated to us, and he narrated to us. Why? Because the importance of isnad and sanad is very important. And I have an article on this on Sunni Path also, on the importance of scholarship and isnad. This was 7-8 pages, I think. Actually, this is I was looking at what I wrote. I took it out from the thingy before it just came. So this is all detail mentioned in there. Somebody wants to read as well. But sanad isnad is very important also in Islam. There's a very famous Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu anhu. He used to say that لَوْلَا الْإِسْنَادُ الْإِسْنَادُ مِنَ الدِّينِ. Isnad is from deen. وَلَوْلَا الْإِسْنَادُ لَقَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ. If there was no isnad or sanad, which means you didn't have a chain backing you up the way your knowledge came from, then لَقَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ. Each one of us would say whatever he desires. He just say whatever you want. There's nobody to ask you that, who did you study by? لَقَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ. فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ مَنْ حَدَّثَكَ بَقِيَ. But when you ask somebody that, who taught you this, where's your knowledge from? Then he has nothing to say. He remains quiet, bewildered. Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu used to say that مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَطْلُبُ الْعِلْمَ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَرْتَقِ السَّطْحَ بِلَا سُلَّمٍ. That whoever tries to seek knowledge without a chain, without going through that ladder, is like a person trying to climb up a building on top of the roof without going up the stairs. He just wants to take a leap right to the top. You can't go all the way back. You have to go through that chain. And some of them said, sanadu silahul mu'min. That al-isnadu silahul mu'min. That a chain, the transmission, the chain of transmission is a it's a weapon of a Muslim. And if he doesn't have that, then فَبِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ يُقَاتِلْ. If you don't have a weapon, then what can you fight with? So if you don't have a chain to back you up, you can't have a scholarly debate with that person. So each thing you say, anything you teach or you preach, you have to have a sanad backing you up. And I've explained that, you know, if you have the books of hadith now, the sanads which have been mentioned in them, they are sufficient in this day and age. But what's necessary in this day and age that you have to have, you must have studied by somebody. A lot of people ask this question, that is it necessary to graduate from a Dar al-Ulum, or is it necessary for you to be called an alim or something to graduate from an institution? No. What's necessary is that you've studied by somebody, whether you studied by him in his house or in the masjid or whatever. But you studied by somebody. You don't need certificate. You don't need to have an MA, BA, a PhD. You don't need, no. These are all, you know, secondary things. You don't need that. What you need is that you must have studied by somebody, whether you graduated from a course, which is a structured, systemized course of 6 years, 7 years, or privately you studied with one person here, one sheikh here, one sheikh here. It doesn't matter. The aspect and the necessary point is that you have to study. So inshallah, with this end, with this, may Allah give us the ability to practice as well.